We've got mail, letters to the editors. My Perfect Date reminded him, I would like to comment on the story My Perfect Date, April 1999. In the story, the girl is moping around on Friday night because she didn't have anything to do. So she makes a pizza with her youngest brother. This sounds like something my older sister does. But instead of making pizza, my sister and I bake cookies and watch a movie. I like this article because it reminds me of the times my older sisters have done this with me. I am glad that I can live with my sisters and share fun times like this with them for eternity. From Mike Minson, Fairfax, Virginia, via email. Neat. I was reading through the January 1999 issue, and I really enjoyed reading Chain Reaction. I read it to my family and some friends because I thought it was so neat that just by inviting two friends to seminary, 25 different people could become members of the church. I have started to invite more of my non-member friends to church and activities. Katie Moore, USAPA, California. The Perfect Articles. I really love getting the new era every month. It seems like each time I have a problem or am confused about something, the new era arrives and has the perfect articles for me. This has been my first year receiving the magazine, and I have enjoyed it so much. As soon as I get it in the mail, I read the entire thing. Thank you for having a magazine that people in the church can really relate to. Natalie Garcia, Austin, Texas, via email. Wonderful magazine. This is my second year receiving the new era, and I want to thank you for this wonderful magazine. I read it very often, and it really helps me in my life. One of my favorite passages is in the August 1998 issue titled, See What We Mean? The example of Anna helped me to read the scriptures every day as well as to go to seminary. This magazine is the best for all young men and women of the church. Gabriel Brinko, Bordeaux, France, via email. Wonderful feeling. I would like to express my sincere gratitude and thanks to you for a job well done. The article, The Fruits of My Labor, June 1999, helped me to have a greater appreciation for the great opportunity I have to serve a mission. It is truly a marvelous experience to labor in the vineyard of the Lord. What a wonderful feeling to be an instrument in bringing my brothers and sisters to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sister Maria Cheryl Anacita of the Utah Salt Lake City Mission. To Utah, I am very concerned and annoyed by the overuse of Utah-related topics in your July 1999 issue. It is quite obvious the new era contains too much about Utah. There are other church members in the world than just Mormons in Utah. Expand your horizons. Marie Obzanski, Elkton, Maryland. Big thanks. I really appreciated the words and music by Rachel Bastion in her song Morning Prayer, September 1998. This song touches me whenever I sing it. A big thank you to the new era and to Rachel. Mark Amiong, Eko Tabok, Nigeria. Note, the new era welcomes your letters. Send them to We've Got Mail, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of note. End of the article, We've Got Mail. Poem, Broken.